Good morning. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and it is by Jesus' death and resurrection we are saved. But I believe that the Bible is full of teaching and instruction for our benefit to lead us to live lives that are full of joy and peace. And in particular, this week, I am addressing the topic of tithing, which is one of those more difficult topics to really believe. Can I trust the Bible on a topic like this? The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And I believe at the end of the day, the Bible recommends tithing, encourages tithing, and I think there's a blessing in tithing. But I don't know that it's the same blessing or that it is presented in the Bible the same way that it is often taught. I don't think there's a guarantee of financial prosperity if you're tithing. I don't think there is a command that you must tithe or you are robbing from God no matter what your circumstance. And I'm just presenting my view of the scriptures. I think some of that teaching is what disappoints people at times and leads to some questions or doubts about the Bible. So I've gone through and presented Old Testament scripture. Tithing was modeled as a volunteer act by Abraham and Jacob in Genesis. It was a command for the Israelites, a very specific set of commands. It wasn't just tithe. It was tithe, different tithes. There were different tithes you brought. They had different purposes. You brought them to the temple. Sometimes you ate your tithe. And we don't usually transfer all those specific teachings to Christians who are Gentiles, who are not Israelites living in the New Covenant, and for good reason. You can't. Those things don't apply. We don't even have a temple today, nor are we supposed to do all of those set tithes commanded to the Israelites if we are Gentiles. So what place does tithing have for a believer, and when might you not need to tithe? Those are the kind of questions I want to tackle these last 2 days. So I think from what we've seen, God expects his people to be committed financially, to have a financial stake in the work of the kingdom of God. And I believe we see this repeated by Jesus. Jesus gives very clear warnings about where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In other words, if you're living to store up treasure on earth, your treasure is going to be here, and your joy is going to come from what you get out of the things of this world, and it is temporary, it doesn't truly satisfy. And so our heart, our goal in life, our desire should be to glorify God. And specifically, we are gospel people in the New Testament. Our lives have been transformed by the gospel. Jesus Christ has set us free from the power of sin and death. He's given us eternal life. He's forgiven us of our sin. And he's commissioned us to go out and make disciples of all nations. And so if we are believing the truths of the Bible, if we are committing our life to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if we are wanting to live for things that have true eternal value, if our satisfaction comes primarily through God and glorifying him and enjoying him, which is the only kind of joy that is lasting and real and satisfying, if we've got all of those fundamentals right, then it's also going to show up in what we prioritize in our giving. So Paul, for instance, writes in 2 Corinthians 9:7, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." A fundamental teaching of the New Testament in giving is that God should be our priority. We should want to give. It shouldn't just be, well, I want to give prayers, but when it comes to money, no, that money is mine. No. Everything belongs to God. This is a foundational concept throughout the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. God owns everything. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. We belong to God. He is the creator. And God has given us so much. And our priority in life is to see the gospel and God's kingdom advance. And so that's going to show up in how we give. We're going to give cheerfully. We're going to say, thank you, God, that I can give to the work you are doing on earth, to the ministry of the church, to the advancing of the gospel. And you choose to use me, even though you own all things, you choose to use my gifts, my contributions to do your will, to do your work. And that is a blessing. And we should want to give, and so we should give cheerfully. And we shouldn't give out of this idea of, oh, I could have bought this, or I could have gone on this vacation, or I could have this thing, or I could have a nicer cell phone if I didn't give this money to the church. No, we should say, God, everything I have is yours, and I have enough money that I can give this to the work of the church, to the ministry of the gospel, and so I'm thankful I get to participate in this way. That's the heart of New Testament giving. Should we give to the local church? I believe so. I think that should be our primary place of giving, because a local church is the way we join ourselves to the body of Christ. And all through the New Testament, we see that when someone believes in Jesus Christ, they're baptized into a local church, they have church leaders, elders, and deacons that are over them, and that is their connection to the body of Christ. And just like the Israelites would bring to the temple and support the Levites, Paul writes about how the minister of the gospel who is serving you should have some financial compensation for that, that the local church is where you bring in your offering to support that work. It's not the same as bringing to the temple, but there are a lot of parallels there as to why that naturally is the best place to be giving the main part of your financial giving. Now, should it be 10% or not? Here is the big question. I'm going to say more about this tomorrow, but I believe that 10% is a number to shoot for. By that, what I mean is if you're saying, well, I want to give and I want to give generously, but what is giving generously? You know, maybe I think 5% is giving generously, and really that's not, you know, that's not something that is an appropriate amount when we're talking about giving to God. So maybe I need to give 50%, and that would be a huge burden. Is that what I need? You know, I think our minds generally want some kind of figure to shoot for. And if you turn to Scripture, we're not commanded by law to tithe, as the Israelites are under the covenant with Moses. But 10% is the number I think the Bible gives us that we can have in mind as a ballpark. You know, if you want a number to think about, here it is. It is modeled for us by Abraham. It is modeled for us by Jacob. It is modeled for us in the commands to Israel, God's people, throughout the Old Testament times. 10% was the number. And so the way I really get down to the bottom line is I say, you know what? If it's possible for you to give 10%, why wouldn't you? Jacob wanted to honor God in his life. He wasn't commanded to give 10%, but he wanted to honor God with a 10% number. Why don't you follow his example, his model? You know, if you're able to give 10%, what is it that you're going to buy? You know, if you decide to give 8%, let's say, with that other 2%, what are you going out to buy? What kind of things are you know, is it a nicer cell phone? Is it a slightly nicer model of car? Is it, you know, what is it you're getting with that 2% that you think it's better for me to have those things than to give that money to God's work? You see, I think if it's possible, in other words, you've got your basic food costs, your basic shelter, you've got clothes on your back, and you have enough money where it's possible for you to give 10%, why wouldn't you give that amount? And I think for most Christians, if you're honest and if you're wanting to honor God and God is first in your life and it's possible for you to give 10%, you're going to say, you know what, I can, and I'm glad I can, and God has blessed me so that I can, so I'm going to give 10%. That's how I'd approach it. Now, what about other circumstances where you might not be able to? I'll address that tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.